Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First for live team coverage of breaking news, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy and 75 degrees. The police department has arrested a woman for the death of her son. 23-year-old Kimberly Compass of Wichita was arrested for felony murder regarding the death of her 2-year-old Zayden Janisquilla.
On May 31st, officers were called to the Sunset Motel in the 2300 block of South Broadway. The boy was found not breathing and was pronounced dead at the scene. New information from the Regional Forensic Science Center led to the arrest. State Representative Michael Capps, a Wichita Republican, says he's working on legislation that may prevent such tragedies from happening again.
We need to be looking to the Department of Children and Families, even to the legislature, which I'm part of, to find solutions so these children can be found, secured, and made safe in loving, nurturing, and supportive homes.
Police say the investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita fire truck was involved in an accident with a county dump truck Thursday afternoon at I-235 and K-42 on the southwest side of Wichita. The trucks collided. There were no injuries, but parts of the roadway were closed for a time during the afternoon drive home. A second scooter company now has its motorized scooters available for rent on Wichita streets. Mayor Jeff Longwell was asked how residents are reacting to the new scooters so far.
Certainly it's been mixed. There's been some people that have really enjoyed them. There's been some real concerns, and we'll evaluate all of that at the end of this pilot and see if we should continue. We want to make sure that we have something that the community can feel good about and feel safe, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we'll do that evaluation at a later time.
A third company will soon offer scooters for rent in Wichita. Authorities in Philadelphia want to know how 36-year-old Maurice Hill managed to obtain two guns. Fox Philadelphia's Chris O'Connell reports.
When tear gas was deployed, he came out with his hands up, but in his waistband, another handgun. He was then taken into custody without incident. Police are just trying to deconstruct everything, especially what went on inside that house. They had to clear it with all the tear gas. It took about 18 hours before police could get inside. But now the big question is how this guy with a career criminal record got his hands on so much weaponry.
Authorities say Hill shot and injured 6 police officers during the incident. All of those officers were treated and released that same evening. President Trump says a trade war with China won't last long.
Tariffs imposed on Chinese imports to the U.S. are having a negative effect on the Chinese economy, President Trump told reporters.
China's lost millions of jobs. You saw that reported today. Thousands of companies are closing in China.
President Trump says he still believes China wants to make a trade deal. He also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's leadership and said he thinks Xi can work out in a humane fashion a resolution to months-long violent protests in Hong Kong. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 6:09. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday morning.
And as we take a look at traffic here on the Friday morning commute, traffic running smoothly on Wichita streets at this hour. Don't forget this weekend, we will have a little closure here on southbound lanes of the canal route. 13th Street exit ramp will be closed tomorrow. Might be as closed until as late as Monday morning, as they're doing some construction work there. Southbound canal route, 13th Street exit ramp. That's a traffic update. It was Steve and Ted, KNSS.
That's coming off onto 13th, right? So I'll be able to get on going on to.
I believe so.
Okay. All right. That's clear. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it's going to become sunny and hot this afternoon. Temperatures in the low 90s around lunchtime and 97 for our high. A round of thunderstorms will be likely after midnight, our low 73, and some of those may stay with us through early Saturday, our high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 76 degrees on this Friday, August 16th, 2019. Quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar. Now there is a pretty big area of rain showers, but it came to the down to the east of Wichita and Sedgwick County. And I saw the lightning earlier this morning, but it's way now over by Coffeyville, down in the southeast part of the state, and east of Chanute. Other than that, not much going on until you get way out around Great Bend, and there's some showers brewing up there, and they're going again to the east this morning. But so far, so good this morning here in the Wichita area as far as no rain showers, anything like that. Another warm day across Kansas, central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 93 degrees. Of course, the normal high for the date is 92 and has been for, gosh, several days. 6'11", Steve and Ted, on this date in 1977, August 16th, Elvis Presley died at his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 42. The King died on this date in 1977.
Shocking news.
Shocking news. 42 years old. Officials say a Florida woman who pulled a small alligator from her yoga pants during a traffic stop.
Is that the setup or the punchline?
Keep going here. And illegally possessed numerous other wild animals has been sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to four charges. Florida prosecutors say a Charlotte County Sheriff's deputy stopped a pickup truck in May after it ran a stop sign. The driver, 22-year-old Michael Clemens, told the deputy he and his 25-year-old passenger, Ariel Machan-Lequer, we're collecting frogs and snakes under an overpass, something that I'm sure when you were in your 20s, you liked to go out, Ted, on a date with a young lady and collect reptiles.
Sure.
Well, he gave the deputy permission to search bags in the truck. When the deputy found 41 three-striped turtles in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack. At least they had it in the right backpack.
What's their end game here? What are they doing?
Well, he asked that if Megan LeClaire had anything else, she pulled the one-foot gator from her pants. Don't those things have teeth?
Okay.
I'm going to say Ariel's might not be too bright. Anyway, they're out collecting, I guess what you do in Florida. Got another story coming up, another wildlife story about Florida coming up here in a few minutes.
Okay.
I did every morning something from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be the most bizarre place on the planet.
A lot of strange people down there.
Yeah. All right, it's 6:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is Friday morning, which means here in a few minutes we'll be telling you about how to listen for the secret sound in the 7 o'clock hour, maybe win a couple of pizzas. What else we got going on? We got a big birthday today. Jan Ray's having a birthday. That would be the person who owns and operates the Monarch in Wichita. Jan's a good friend and a nice person. She's having a birthday. Going to have Mitch here later in a couple hours talk about football. Chiefs are playing at Pittsburgh, right, Ted?
Yes, tomorrow night.
Okay, so school began this week for lots of young people in the area, and then we didn't have any reports of anybody getting run over, a pedestrian run over in the traffic, you know, in a school zone or anything like that. So I guess that's really good. So it's been a pretty safe week. It looks like a fairly uneventful start to school this week. We're always concerned about these service animals, right? We've always got an update on service animals. The Department of Transportation has announced that miniature horses will be allowed on airplanes as service animals.
That's been worrying me.
The agency was reviewing its service animal policies after complaints of passengers abusing guidelines for emotional support animals. But in an update released last week, the DOT made clear that commonly recognized service animals will be permitted, which includes dogs, cats, and miniature horses.
Miniature horses.
However, airlines will not be required to transport other animals, including snakes, other reptiles, ferrets, rodents, and spiders. What kind of a service animal would a rodent, would a ferret make, I wonder?
And I see now where Alabama is becoming the first state to really crack down on this nonsense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
we had a story on our news yesterday that Alabama's finally said enough is enough. This is dumb.
Is it still up to the airlines to say, and I guess, but Alabama says no. They're going to restrict it pretty much then, huh?
I think in Alabama it has more than just airlines. I think just access all over the place.
Okay.
Like Come on, you're not bringing your animals? Peacock in here.
Yeah, yeah. The peacock.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, just a miniature horse. Now, you think, you know, a horse that's not as big as a Chihuahua. My sister-in-law's got a miniature horse. Saw it out in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Wilson is his name. That sucker weighs at least 500 pounds. Man, I mean, he made 300 at least. I mean, he's a big,
right?
It's not a full-grown horse, but, you know, I'd say 4 or 5 feet long and 3 feet high. Getting that on an airplane? Ooh, I don't think so. I don't think so. At any rate, are you saying, Ted, do Alabama have questions about the necessity of service animals? You know, I talk about a service animal. I'm thinking a person is blind, and they used to see him a lot. Used to see the dogs with them.
Right.
The seeing eye dogs, which were terrific, well-trained, took care of them. But these are more, we're talking about emotional support animals.
Yeah, this has become much more of a wide, broadening area now.
Yeah. And, you know.
And you can't question anyone, because then you're a bigot.
Yeah, you're making trouble. Yeah. You're not politically correct. You know, I went someplace,
I can't function without my ferret. Well,
I went to my daughter's house last night. She said, Dad, we got to go pick up the girls. The twins are over at Natalie's house. We got to go pick them up. I said, okay. So we got. But we go out there, but to get in the car, it's not just Stacy and me going. She has to take her two rat terriers along, Rudy and Pete. So I go out there, open the door to my car, and before I can blink, Ted, this rat terrier, Pete, is on my lap and in the car. They love to go for a ride, but is that a service animal?
No. that's called a pet.
That's called a pet. And those two rat terriers can be a real pain in the patoot. But anyway, you have a service animal out there, and you're probably offended by what we've been saying. But
no, I'm not. I'm
talking about
legitimately for legitimate service animals.
I'm not.
We're talking about things that are not legitimate.
Yeah, okay. Well, how do you tell?
We used to be able to tell until people started abusing the way
started
they
getting
go
some
about
really
things.
Strange animals for service animals, emotional support animals. Okay. I hope your dog or your cat or your reptile is being good to you today. It's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. Let's do leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted, got the Chiefs playing this weekend, as we alluded to moments ago.
Yeah, preseason game number 2 for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they will be on the road heading to Pennsylvania to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chiefs-Steelers. Mitch Holtus and the crew will be on the air with pregame coverage at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The game will kick off at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and it's right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite on the road. It is expected to be the highest scoring preseason game this week.
Think it will, huh?
Yeah, well, anytime the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are involved, I think.
Right. They can put some points on us.
You probably see some points get put on the board, even though he won't play the whole game, of course. Chiefs Steelers, make sure you're listening tomorrow evening right here on KNSS. Kansas City Royals have a home weekend up in Kansas City this weekend. It is a rematch of the 2015 World Series, just 4 years ago, as the Royals and the Mets hook up in interleague play in Kansas City. 7:15 tonight, 6:15 tomorrow night, 1:15 on Sunday afternoon. The Royals and the Mets. You can hear all those games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. On Sunday night, you can hear Major League Baseball action from Little League territory. The Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates We'll play Sunday evening in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series, the annual Little League World Classic. The Cubs and the Pirates from Williamsport, 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. Hey, we do have Shocker Volleyball tomorrow at Coke Arena, a very special matchup. It's not the regular season yet. It is an exhibition match, but it is between the Shockers and the Jayhawks.
Oh,
get
all right.
Fired up. Yep.
There you go.
Wichita State and KU play in volleyball at Coke Arena, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in an exhibition match. And even though that's an exhibition match, I would imagine it'll be pretty competitive between these two squads. And I think Shocker fans will probably get ready for that as well. The Shockers and KU, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for volleyball action. Don't forget, we have a couple of course, we mentioned the Chiefs game tomorrow night. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll have our daily visit with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as training camp wrapping up in St. Joseph, Missouri yesterday. The Chiefs getting ready for their second preseason game. We will chat with Mitch and find out preview for the game and kind of get an assessment of training camp coming up at 8:15 this morning, so make sure you're here for that. And, of course, we are getting ready for a visit from Mitch to Wichita. Mitch Holthus
right.
will be right here in Wichita at Chicken and Pickle, Northeast Wichita, coming up on the night of Monday, August 26th, for a big Chiefs pep rally for all the Wichita fans. And Steven Ted will be there.
Before.
No, this is something new.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. Of course, we'll be there. Former players will be there. VIPs, Mitch Holthus. And it'll be a big night. If you want to register to be there as well, all you have to do is go to chickenandpickle.com/Wichita and get yourself signed up, and we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a fun night on the evening of Monday, August 26th at Chicken and Pickle in Wichita. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 6:21. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus, of course, we got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.